The Northeast Kingdom of Vermont is a beautiful but also hard-scrabble part of the state that's seen its share of tough economic times, and that's what's made the latest news on alleged fraud of investors for two of the region's big mountain resort and hotels so disheartening. This is a story that is still unfolding and has been covered extensively by Robin Smith of the Orleans County Record, who joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. And Robin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this has really been the talk of the town for at least a couple of weeks now, and, you know, huge bombshell news. The latest that we're hearing is that Jay Peak and Kewberg Mountain will be able to continue operating, although it sounds like the Q will be removed from the Burke Mountain Resort name because the Q stands for Ariel Quiros, the owner of the resort who's alleged to have bilked investors for millions. Does it look like the resorts can keep operating?
Yes, it does. It appeared that the federal court-appointed receiver, in his effort to stop the court from giving Mr. Quiros any money out of these projects, kind of laid out like the worst-case scenario for what could happen if they allowed him to take money out, and didn't have all the facts at hand. But since then, and obviously the fear that Jay Peak was going to shut down and all, 600 people would be out of work at this point, prompted the governor to have a press conference.
Well, what are people up there talking about mostly now? Is there still this talk of a sense of betrayal, which I know many people feel, or of perhaps moving forward and getting beyond this?
I think it's beyond at this point. And, you know, there's a real funny thing here. Many people in the Northeast Kingdom have been here a long time, have known Bill Stenger for as long as he's been running Jay Peak, from when it was just the northernmost, coldest, little tiny ski area to what it is today. People like Bill. They trusted him. There's a sense that maybe he got duped along with everybody, or he should have paid more attention, but where was the other oversight? Nobody was really worrying about it, just hoping for the best. So people have just said, okay, this is where it is. Now we have a hole in the ground in Newport. There's going to be no biotech plant. Well, there were a lot of people who weren't sure about that to begin with. So now let's fill the hole with businesses. Let's make sure the hotels keep operating, and we're no worse off than we were before.
It's really interesting what you say about Bill Stenger and the fact that so many people there have known him and for quite a long time. And it almost sounds like you're saying that they're, when they say that perhaps, you know, he was duped in some way, I'm guessing here that they're not giving that same kind of leeway to Ariel Quiros.
Absolutely not. He's not a known quantity. He's not local. He was very much behind the scenes. If you talk to people in Burke area, you know, just the idea of putting a Q in front of Burke Mountain, I mean, it's still Burke Mountain, even though the ski area, you can call it what you want. But there was sort of like a sense of, boy, he's kind of full of himself. When the receiver explained how he had the authority to change the name to get it ready to sell, he basically owns the property at this point under the way the receivership works. He said, well, we're going to strip the Q off that like next week. And there was kind of laughter in the room, and it wasn't just from reporters. It was from people who were working there. So Ariel Quiros has no support up here.
It seems, Robin, like this is, in a way, nothing this big perhaps has happened in the Northeast Kingdom and projects of this size and these kind of allegations. But give us a sense of the history of the region. Has this been a place where disappointments in an economic sense have come and gone before, where promises have been made about building this or that that just didn't come to fruition in the Northeast Kingdom?
Well, it's a tough place. One of the things that has always been said is that if you don't have local money to invest in local projects, it doesn't get done. People keep their money in their pocket. Those who have some are careful how they use it. You know, they don't just plop out hundreds of millions of dollars to build a big resort. It's a challenge. That's what Bill Stenger always said about this EB-5 investor money is patient money. It doesn't need the money back with 10% interest in the way that you would normally do business. So you can build stuff without the same kind of restrictions and actually pay it back over time. also, you don't have huge plants. You lose Ethan Allen plants, the wood product plants. There were more. They're gone. Those jobs are gone. People have moved out. So the ones that are left, like the rest of Vermont, we're getting older, and we don't see the growth. You're afraid of becoming another suburb of Burlington.
And briefly, Robin, what's next in this story? I mean, what are you looking for as a reporter to happen next? What are you curious about?
Well, to see how fast this thing is going to move, it's pretty amazing the extent of the authority that a court-appointed receiver has. Basically, when the judge issued the injunction, he gave this receiver control of these properties. He owns these properties for all the, you know, the basic way you understand ownership. And, I mean, within months, the hotel in Burke could be sold. Like, that's kind of shocking. And if he can find somebody viable, the raised block in Newport could be sold sometime this year. I mean, that's fast compared to what's been happening with EB5 projects in the last couple of years.
Robin Smith is a reporter for the Orleans County Record. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks a lot.